Now, Dave, while we've been talking, I've noticed you've actually been craftily helping yourself to my brandy. You're not drinking it, though. What are you up to?
Well, the first thing, I was wondering if anyone has a £10 note I could borrow.
Well, look, my kids are here. Amelia, where's that money you got for your birthday?
Here. Oh, that's very, very kind of you, Amelia. I hope you're not going to be worried about what I'm going to do next. So what I'm first going to do is take this and soak it.
That's all right. It's just in a bowl, Dave. It's okay.
There's nothing to worry about now at the moment.
It's Amelia's tenner. What are you putting on there?
So this is basically brandy, which is, of course, a mixture of alcohol and water.
He's just soaking the £10 note. It's totally soaked.
So we do now have a rather a damp £10 note.
Right.
And we'll just take the bowl away. And I have a lighter. So what I'm going to do now is light the lighter.
Oh, my. That's very, very... That's a huge flame.
Yep. And now it's gone out.
And I suppose, obviously, what we're expecting is that the note is just going to burn up. And actually, it hasn't.
No, that's right. Essentially,
there's a little hole in the corner there. You're just trying to keep... You've got your thumb on there, so Amelia doesn't see it. But it's pretty much intact, isn't it? It's been on fire, and it's pretty much intact.
In order to get paper to burn, you've got to get it up to really quite a high temperature, a couple of hundred degrees centigrade. And if it's soaked in a mixture of water and alcohol, before it does that, the water and alcohol will evaporate. And so as long as it stays damp, the paper can't burn. And so the paper's absolutely fine, and it doesn't burst into flames. And so as long as you put it out before it dries out, you're absolutely fine. I didn't quite get there with this.
Keep your thumb on that corner. How does this relate to, say, other things we put booze onto a Christmas, like the Christmas pudding?
So it's exactly the same reason why your Christmas pudding isn't horrible and burnt. It's because the alcohol is evaporating away instead of letting your Christmas pudding burn, and it can't burn while there's alcohol there. And, in fact, it's burning so cold that all the heat goes upwards, and it's absolutely fine.
You could make a fortune if you were to sort of go down the pub and say to people, I bet you a tenner that I can set fire to this money without actually burning it.
It's not something I've tried, though it sounds like a good plan.
Worth a try. I might pay for Christmas. Things are getting expensive these days. You're listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith, Dave Ansell and Dominic Ford, actually coming live from my kitchen where we're doing all these experiments. Also...